Hello everyone, Gaming Chronicler here with Chronicast number 2. I will be talking about this week, intentionally flawed releases. And hopefully I'll be doing it with without gasping so much directly into the freaking microphone. So I'll keep the flubs. Anyway, I recently got a game called X Rebirth. Now, I am a big fan of the X series, but man, did this game release in a really subpar state. And a lot of people, you know, were trying to stick up for it. Hell, I was trying to stick up for it for the first week or so. But then they started telling us things like, oh, we didn't test it on high-end machines, or we have to still work on some of it. But when you got down to it, even the core gameplay just wasn't finished. It felt like, essentially, please give us some money so we can make up for all the money we spent trying to get here, and maybe we can get a little bit further. Now, as a player of the DayZ standalone release, I don't have a problem being a beta tester for a product, even if I'm told that that product is actually, you know, not in a complete state. But when you warn me, when you tell me, hey, it's not in a complete state, I'm actually thinking, okay, I'm contributing to the testing of the game, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But when you talk about it in PC releases, it's always this thing where, oh, well, it's okay to have some bugs. And when Fallout New Vegas dropped and had that little problem where it was artificially jumping up the requirements because of something requiring a higher graphics demand than everything else would actually need in the game, but they fixed that pretty quickly. Same with Dark Souls needing a patch for its resolution issues because it wouldn't scale upwards properly on PCs, and that's also kind of acceptable. But then you get to games like Sword of the Stars that also did this, where they had a horrifically flawed launch. The game basically didn't function properly, and it's still being patched over a year later, not to talk about all of the core gameplay issues, where the game just was this monolith that would intimidate new players. And that, I think, was, you know, when we really started to see this whole trend of, well, maybe it's okay to just release whatever you have, and maybe we'll pay you for just, you know, turning in the work. But this isn't grade school, and I don't ascribe to that kind of thinking. And it gets worse when you talk about games like SimCity that launched with their DRM-first policy, and Polygon had to constantly keep turning down their review score on it because it took EA so long to patch the problem. I don't get this kind of thinking. Yes, it is perfectly fine, I believe, to buy into a beta test. I don't have a problem buying in alphas. I don't have a problem buying in the DayZ. I don't have a problem buying in to even certain games. But when you see games that either A, get caught in the infinite beta cycle, a la MechWarrior Online, which was for some reason constantly in beta and then got released, and all the release did was change the version number, yay. And then you have games like Infinite Crisis, which seem to be stacking up in a similar manner, though I have a little more faith in Infinite Crisis. Maybe that's just the inner DC fanboy talking. But it does kind of create this issue where you constantly have to keep saying, oh, well, I can just have an excuse for this, or I can just say, oh, well, this is excused. And I've seen fans go as far as, especially ARMA fans. ARMA fans love to bleed on about how you can't complain about ARMA's bad performance, and you can't complain about how little ARMA actually optimizes the system, because look how big the map is, and look how much the game engine does in comparison to other game engines. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Okay, so you have this problem where other game engines don't handle. But when I play a game like Battlefield and it's got a better visual bang and better things like that, and I know comparing ARMA to Battlefield is sacrilege to most of their players, but let's be real here. If ARMA is this freaking complex, then why is it having problems that it's always had in a game engine? Well, it's having those problems because the developers didn't work on it, I hate to say. And it's annoying that we're still rewarding this kind of thinking, because it's more prevalent than you think. When you talk about games like Final Fantasy X and you want to compare down to them, here's the thing. Final Fantasy X had some bad design choices, but then when you get to something like Final Fantasy XIII, they just didn't freaking finish the game. That's plain and simple. They didn't care enough to actually give us a completed idea. And in my mind, that's really the biggest thing you can do wrong in most video games. Almost anything can be made into an entertaining video game, in my mind, as long as it's a completed idea, as long as you saw it all the way through to the end and you gave it the development that it so justly needed. When you decide that a video game requires less development, or when you decide to tune things back, or just be lazy and not finish your freaking release, that is when you tend to make a bad game, and that is when you tend to make these flawed releases. And you say, oh, well, maybe they weren't intentionally flawed. Maybe they had a deadline coming up. Lord knows EA loves to shove those deadlines down some people's throats. And it's not a far leap to say, well, maybe other game companies behave that way too. Okay, I'll play. Yes, you are right. Those deadlines are set, and they sometimes have ruined video games by placing unfair burdens onto certain developers. But those deadlines are something that can be planned for. And what's more is when you come up to those deadlines, it is the company's responsibility to say, hey, we don't think we're actually going to be able to hit this deadline with a quality product. And we're going to pull an Ubisoft here and say, no, we're going to wind things back. We're going to put effort where we can put effort and release a product that we're happy with. Yes, I just cited Ubisoft over freaking EA as being the less demanding of companies. I just lit a whole bunch of people's brains on fire. And I'm a fan of the old series that Ubisoft tends to be a complete and utter ruination of. But it's still saying something when even they know that, hey, sometimes it's better to hang back and actually create a good product, to actually finish your freaking sentence and not just stutter halfway through a sentence and say, oh, well, I guess I said and the green, blue, and that's enough of a product for you because apparently that's enough of a video game. So I'll just do all my podcasts like that from here on out. Green, blue, yellow, Zed. I'm the Game Chronicler. See you guys next week or just when I see you guys.